Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your friendly neighborhood Pinhead 198 back with the final audio commentary of Phantasm. Phantasm 4, Oblivion. Excuse me. Have to bear with me, I think I'm getting a little sick, but we're going to power through it and enjoy this final movie. A lot of people hate this one in the series. I don't understand the hate. I get Ravager not being well liked. But this one explains quite a bit. Excuse me. Explains quite a bit where Tall Man comes from, why certain things are the way they are. And we also, as we talked about in the last audio commentary, we get flashback scenes, which are cuts from the extended director's cut, that almost 3-hour cut of Phantasm that Don Coscarelli has hidden away that I would hope comes out. The next episode won't be until Thanksgiving. We're going to go on a long break for a while. And the next episode will be an audio commentary of the original RoboCop. I have to do it. I love that movie. And then that's going to be my final audio commentary for a very long time. We're going to go back to regular episodes. But right now, we got to do this Phantasm because I promised. And we got to see how Mike's journey comes to an end. How I would like it to end. This was a budget of $650,000. We're going down below even, not even breaching $1 million for the budget at this point. Distributed by MGM and Orion Pictures. They didn't want to spend nothing but fuck all on this money, and it was released straight to DVD. So no theatrical release for this film. We'll get into some theories and we'll talk about it. You can watch this on Pluto TV, Tubi, or Peacock. I'm watching it on my Cox subscription, so we will start in 3, 2, 1. There's the Wellgo, as we all know, Wellgo USA Entertainment. Here we go. And I'll share my Phantasm drinking game in this audio commentary as well, because this one, as well as the first one, all of them work well, but the first one and this one are perfect for the drinking game. It could argue Phantasm 2 as well, but just for the creep factor. So this would be one drink is anytime you see a mausoleum or a cemetery or a hearse in the scene, that's one drink. Well, I'm on it. Why didn't I think about it? So that's one drink. You're inside the mausoleum, so I guess that would count as two. Be very careful. I'm not held responsible. This is for adults. If you're not of age, I'd say get your juice box and your orange juice or something. But if you're of age, I'm not held responsible for this drinking game. This is for the strong drinker, so... Anytime you see the Tall Man, that's a drink. You can take sips. You don't gotta take power chugs. That's how you end up in the fucking hospital. Unless you want to be a nut job, then go right ahead. Anytime you see a Sentinel, a Silver Sphere, that's one drink. I remember when I rented Species 2 and they showed the trailer for this, I was so amped up I didn't even care about Species 2 at that point. On the VHS of the Blockbuster rental. They showed this trailer and I was losing my shit because it had been years since we got Phantasm 3. Showing you a silent flashback of all the things we've already went through in the last audio commentary, so if you're watching along. Love no James LeGros whatsoever. It's like, fuck you, buddy. His
powers are unlocking now, looking at all the flashbacks of the journey he's taken with his family and the tall man coming after him. It's been a long journey, folks. And there's some interesting theories, I'll tell you. Especially when you go through this movie.
Where he came from, nobody knows.
Another planet.
His evil spread like a plague, destroying towns, maiming and killing.
Fucking prick.
We called him the Tall Man. First we thought he was just an undertaker.
Budget's not great.
Pillaged graveyards.
But for a 98 straight to DVD video, it don't look horrid either.
Off the dead to a place worse than hell.
I've seen worse. I've seen better, but I've seen worse. Way worse.
Friends. Jody was taken from us, turned by the tall man into an alien form. His younger brother, Mike, I've tried to protect as he's grown. The tall man wants to transform him into one of his kind. My name is Rich.
And this is 1998, and even in this, you could already start to see Angus's health start to deteriorate, because he was getting old. All these guys were.
Against his army of the living dead.
So that tells you how bad he'll look by 5 in Ravager, which came out in 2015, so.
Trying to escape the transformation that was taking place inside him. His only hope, somehow uncover the mysteries of the tall man.
Yep, he's got to uncover the mysteries.
I was left deep in the catacombs of the tall man's lair. Mike left me hanging.
And this is supposed to take place right after part 3, but it's kind of hard because they all look older, obviously. But this is supposed to take place right after part 3. Anytime the tall man talks, that's a drink, by the way. Well, he has no holes in his body. No holes whatsoever. There you can see the production crew, the camera crew in that shot. Like good old times.
Small man. Yeah. Your end approaches, but it is not yet. Take great care how you play. The final game now begins.
Ooh. That's when they start using the CG, which I cannot stand. Fantastic. I like the 4 going into the oblivion coming up here. Fantastic 4. Oblivion. Sorry, but I really enjoy this Phantasm. It's better than Ravager. This isn't a perfect film by any means, but fuck, way better than Ravager. Ravager's white trash bullshit.
Reggie, I've been moving southeast for 3 days now.
You get him, Mike.
I know he's behind me somewhere. Don't try to come after me. There's very little left alive out here anymore. The towns have all been abandoned.
It's the apocalypse, that's why.
Do you remember our old town? That last perfect day before he came.
Here comes a shot from the extended cut. I'm assuming because this is footage we've never seen before these films. So this has to be from this extended director's cut that he has, he's talking about. And I've seen some of the footage because it was in my old original Phantasm VHS tape. It was at the very end that MGM distributed. It was after Universal, MGM came into the picture and took over. bastard steal my ice cream.
It was the very next day that he arrived. I remember, Reggie.
He landed on Earth.
I was with my brother.
Another part of the extended cut, I'm sure. Yeah, because we don't see this in the original. There you go. This scene pisses me off, especially after what I dealt with my dog. We had to put him down today, unfortunately. A rotten fucking alien. Run him over. You can see his facial features starting to form into a tall man like form himself. So his powers are at the peak right now. Michael's. Whether they're worth a damn in the end, we'll see, but. He's still binded to time and space with his flesh, as you know the tall man said in the last one, so his powers aren't completely there. That fucking creepy old lady from the first film. Psychic, some theorize is even the tall man, specter of the tall man, part of his training. Who knows? Makes you really think about the beginning events of the original film, too, if that is true. Says you play a good game, boy. Fucking Jody. Yeah, old man. You're tripping balls now, huh? Short shit.
Hey, Reg.
God damn it.
That's crazy. He had that silhouette of the gravedigger. Makes you think not to trust him.
Now I'm done with you.
That's a funny how you've been, Reg.
If you think I'm going to help you find your brother Mike, you're wrong. Dead wrong.
You're his only friend. You can't make it without me. I wish things had been different. But they're not.
Yeah, with them Dos Equis. That was the drink of choice for the Phantasm drinking game, too. Because I got the rules off the internet, like, way back in the day. Back when Phantasm.com was still going.
Later. Like, later being the operative.
Like, when this movie literally came out a couple of months after, I got the rules.
I'm going after Mike now.
Anytime you see the Hemikuda, that's a drink, by the way.
Besides, I wouldn't know where to look.
You just keep driving, you know, southwest a few hundred miles. It'll become pretty obvious.
No thanks, Jody.
Where all the carnage candy is, then you'll know.
Damage to my car. Convertible roof with the tires all messed. Only the demon's zombie bitch put in my life a paint job. Yeah.
They keep continuity pretty well as far as the storyline, because we know the zombie bitch comes from the last movie.
Guess I know where I'm going.
Yeah, you're gonna go save your boy, Mike. Fuck Jody, it's about Mike. You gotta help him. Even though you don't mean fuck all against the tall man, you know you gotta try and help him. Monsters. It's not a bad effect for the little monster. They're not as good as the other ones, but once again, it's a $650,000 budget for a small road movie, to be honest, a road horror movie.
No. Yes, boy.
Yes, boy.
I love it. Never gets old.
The carriage is going to take you all the way to your destination in hell, so just...
Just the way he looks. Not this time, not like in the first one.
The coach will drive itself.
State police.
Yeah, that's just random. Another one of Tall Man's minions. Because they were speeding for sure. You just said, and there ain't no highway patrolman don't like to catch no speeders, so.
No. Not possible.
That's like a stoner not smoking weed.
Where you belong. This experience may seem strange to you. Evolution as you prepare for passage.
I still have a friend. He'll follow and find me.
You have no one. But me.
But me. Tough titty boy.
Bye bye.
And on to the journey to Death Valley they go.
Miles.
See, I'm surprised that sign's still standing. Rickety old piece of shit. And Mike's gotta know. He's gotta butt his nose in. I like that shot. That was a nice little transition. Too, right, Reggie? If I'm not mistaken, he was in the first one.
License and registration.
That was a great series of movies, too. Great trilogy. Maniac Cop. Every black man's fear. That's a real movie, by the way. Bruce Campbell was in the first one. It's a fucking insane movie. Second one's the best one, though. Maniac Cop 2. I just, for some reason, remember Reggie being in it, because he's in so many of these small parts in these horror films.
Thank you.
He got fucked up in Wishmaster, that's for sure. Poor Reggie. He got hella fucked up. For those that know that seen Wishmaster, the first Wes Craven one. Although I think Wes just produced Wishmaster, but anyway. Little side note, I just remember these movies that Reggie was in. He was great in them. Not always faring the best. Oh shit. Robert Kurtzman directed Wishmaster. I didn't know that. That's fucking awesome. But Wes Craven did produce it. That's why it's like Wes Craven presents Wishmaster. Didn't know Robert directed it. That's crazy. That's awesome. Woo! Yeah, I definitely want Tall Man's Minions because he fucked that cop up. Now it's Zombie Cop. Even the tall man don't like state troopers. Fucking pigs. Fuck you. You got a problem, Reg. No keys. That's great. I thought he did say, like, anytime there's profanity or yellow goo or a shotgun blast or an explosion, that's all one drink. So, always in the mouth of Reggie, like, it's always gotta be in Reggie's mouth, the yellow fucking tapioca pudding. God, man. And then there he's back up again. He looks like a jackboot cop. Fool looks a little like the Maniac Cop, too. Not completely. The Maniac Cop's a little uglier, if you can believe it, but because he got fucked up in prison. But it's the same vibe as the Maniac Cop. I hate to keep going back to that, but I'm sure Don got some inspiration. It's probably the biggest part of their budget, too, that $65,000. Or 650,000, excuse me. 65,000 would be a lot. We'd be talking about a lot lesser fucking film there. Yeah, ignite that bitch. We're about to take a drink. Reggie's one-liners aren't as good in this one, though. I will admit that. Woo, kaboom. A lot better in Phantasm 2 and 3 for sure. Well, you can't win them all, you know? Woo.
crispy critter.
Wow. Some cops can be real assholes.
Yeah. Some cops can be real assholes. Huh. Now you're at your destination. The hearse is shot. Gonna get some more flashbacks from the extended cut, I'm sure, again. Because once again, all that was all footage from the 70s, so it has to be from that extended cut that he keeps talking about. And I want to see it. I would pay. The camera got a little too close to Mike right there. He almost had cross-eyed. That'll bake your ass, you're not careful. One of them lurkers. This shit does look a little like Star Wars. I'm not gonna lie, like he leaned into the rumor like this. Look like a Tusken Raider sitting in the corner there. As the sun goes down. He's like he's on fucking Tatooine and shit. His Undertaker suit. He's really trying to groom him to be the next tall man. That's what it's looking like. To stand side by side with him is like they take over the planet and every galaxy. Maybe Mike's an alien. Maybe Michael's his son. We don't know.
I don't yet know why he's brought me here.
He wants you to learn.
It feels like I'm at ground zero.
That we do know.
Experiment. There is one escape from him, though. And I've got a plan. When the sun comes up, I'm gonna force him out. See if I can't take him down with me.
They're reading your shit. Just like, bitch, you ain't gonna do fuck all. Now we're getting an authentic flashback.
Let me release you from this imperfect flesh that ties you to time and space. All that is unknown will be known to you. Once more.
Your powers can be unlocked. And he said once more, like, I'm not going to go in that depth and say that it's his son. It's just, maybe Mike is an alien. He was always an awkward teenager. The tall man's apprentice. I mean, we see in this scene he's had a spear, he's had a sentinel, a spear in his head the whole time since maybe even as far back as he was a boy. Probably.
give more credence and understanding to why he's been able to hold the tall man off for so long. Or maybe the tall man's led him, who knows? So many theories, so many possibilities. Now we're going back to his time. During the Civil War period, obviously. Still lobotomizing people. Yeah. I like that. No real blood or gore, but the implying is just as gruesome as seeing it, you know? Even though we did see him shove the rod right up his nose.
Yeah.
Don likes to fuck with people's minds. That's what I do like about him. David Lynch gets all the credit, but Don doesn't get a lot of the credit that he should about certain films he's made that fuck with people's minds. Like, not just this one, like, John dies at the end. That one's a fucking mind fuck too. And even Bubba Hotep to a certain extent, even though it's a horror comedy, he likes fucking with people's heads. Like, I love it. Dimension fork. Crossroads in time and space. Maybe that's where the crossroads is, where everybody, all the musicians like Bob Dylan, sell their soul to the devil to try and be something, like, so they can be something, because they definitely ain't going off talent. Bob Dylan's voice sucked. And I'm a Bob Dylan fan, but fuck, you playing a game, boy. Boy. Play a song for me. Nasal drip fuck. Okay, I'm done. See, even in the apocalypse, out in the desert, he can still find play. I don't get, like, there's this random blonde white bitch. Just, only Reggie can get, only Reggie. Whether it's reality or not, it's always only Reggie. That's why I hate Phantasm V, because Ravager makes him look like a fucking really out of touch bitch. Like that creepy old man. It goes from like these films where it's kind of endearing to just creepy as fucking Five. With the companion so-called companion he meets. Taking the cheap way out, huh? Hangman's noose. I don't blame you. Can't beat the tall man anyway, so. Might as well go with the hangman's news. Hangman's necktie. Gonna lynch yourself, huh? Stupid white boy. This kid. But this is how he's gonna draw him out. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this leads to another flashback to the extended cut. We'll find out together. I haven't seen this one in a very long time.
Where do you think you're going, boy?
He's like, bitch.
There's no escape from me.
He's like, bitch, you ain't getting out that easy. It's my time. Your ass belongs to me, boy. Yeah, this is another extended piece of the extended cut. It's cool to see this shit. This is why I love this Phantasm, because no, it's not a great perfect film, even in the Phantasm series, but it, you get to peel back the onion of Phantasm and see the footage that we didn't get to see in the original. It's brilliant. Which makes me want to see this cut even more. But everybody, Snyder cut, the Schumacher cut. I want the fucking Coscarelli Phantasm cut. Fuck it. Let us get our good eating too. Y'all fucking nerds in the fucking superhero sphere got yours. Let us get ours. We saw the tall man speak. And the Huda. So that's, you know, 2-3 drinks right there. I know we're missing some. Anytime you see a lurker, you're supposed to drink. So, yep. Crack open another one. Cut me down, boy. I don't lose my shit. So this is after the events, yeah, him going out of the bug and there's an alternate death scene of the tall man, too. I've seen the ultimate ending of the Phantasm, the original one, because that was on my VHS as a kid, too, where he dies by fire extinguisher instead of fucking boulders and rocks, which made more sense because his weakness is the cold. Because apparently, from what we've seen, he lives on a very fucking dense, hot planet, so that's where he comes from, anyway. Another drink.
No!
Cut me down!
No!
No!
I won't hurt you.
That's you.
I'll go away, and I won't ever come back.
Yeah.
Will?
You're a stupid kid.
Yes.
It's like they were destined to do this dance. As he grows up. Yeah, you ain't going nowhere, Mike. You got a journey ahead of you. He ain't gonna let you die go down that easy, buddy. Belong to me, boy.
I've been waiting for you for a very long time. No, you may not take your own life. That is my domain, exclusively.
That is my domain. Look at that.
Come, boy. We have things to do.
Just pissing him off. See, he has the power to make a dimension fork appear and go through time.
Careful what you look for. You just might find it.
And there you go. Through the original time fork. Back of that old time fucking, you can tell, I'm waiting for that. Give me that old time religion, that old time religion. Shit. Even sounds like a precursor to the dimension fork. Looks like Jebediah's home. Got no phone, no TV, nothing but barbecue and lemonade. And probably some runaway slaves while they're at it, you know? Let's just be honest. Especially with Mammy sitting in the corner and Pappy giving her fucking lemonade. Here we go. We get to see real Angus Scrimm right here. Like the real man.
Can I assist you?
It's what you call, you kids call meta.
I don't believe so. Have you traveled far? Wouldn't you like to sit down? Let me offer you some lemonade.
Sweetheart.
We don't receive many visitors, and your clothes are different. You don't look like you're from around here. Did you make passage through the Dimension Fork?
Yeah, he did. Through the Dimension Fork.
Right? Jebediah Morningside. I've been waiting for someone. Someone like you.
Jebediah.
I want my Ovaltine.
There's so much you can tell us.
So now we know. So now we know the body. See? The evil woman. So now we know the body that Tall Man snatched was that of Jebediah Morningside. A simple man. A simple scientist. Trying to play God. But he is a sweetheart, and that's how Angus was in real life. You got a glimpse into who the actual man was. I like this scene. Some of these gears look fucking busted as fuck for set dressing, but you know, that was a nice touch. 650,000. Not a lot. It's not much more than the original budget from the original Phantasm. If you really look at it. It's like, what, 300,000 more than the original? That's not... In 1998, It's not looking good for our Phantasm. Long gone are the ways of Universal. But that music's still great. As we can hear. Fucking love it. He's stalking the blonde. Shit, Reggie. I know it's the apocalypse, but don't be such a creeper. Come on, man. To drink, because we saw the CUDA again. The tortoise just beat the hare again. Fuck. Shit about to go boom like a Michael Bay film. Michael Bay film. Another explosion. That's another dream.
I thought cars only blow like that in the movies.
You're in the movies, bitch.
Yeah, me too.
So that was another dream. His brain's trying to come out. He was false, but... Shit. Yeah, he used the force on that little bastard, too. He's coming into his power. See, as I'm watching this, fucking Phantasm 5 doesn't really explain the events of this well. Just like, you know, Phantasm 2 tells the events of 1 well, Phantasm 3 tells the events of Phantasm 2 well.
I don't see many options.
What's wrong? Can't you fix it?
I'm not trying to. I got other plans.
Yeah, you Benedict Arnold. This one tells the story of Phantasm 3 well,
hey,
as far as the
anyway?
Continuation.
I thought you were my brother. Heard you said you died in that car wreck.
No, that was a lie.
But I remember the funeral. Mom and Dad.
An illusion.
Seems so real.
A phantasm. Side or ours? Scumbum.
You know, Reggie, I can count on. Reggie's always been there for me.
Damn right.
But you.
You're Fucking creep.
You I can't trust.
Clothes. My money. My car.
Lucky to be alive. But who's really alive in the apocalypse, right?
My name's Jennifer, by the way. Thanks for pulling my ass out of the fire.
I'm Reggie. Come on, it's getting dark. Hop in, I'll give you a lift to the next town.
He wants that ass, that's why he pulled it out of the fire, you know? Come on. Maybe old, but he's still me. He's still a hound dog. Just kidding, ladies. Don't cancel me. Mea culpa. Mea culpa. Respect women. You know.
Can't imagine what I went through to get back here. Let me guess.
You sold your soul.
Seems easy. Understanding takes a little more time. Right? I didn't abandon you, Mike. I was taken.
This is more footage from the extended cut. If I'm not mistaken. Yep. I'm getting a lot of the extended cut here in the movie. That's why I like Oblivion. Because if we never get the extended cut, which is a very big possibility, at least we have Oblivion to give us some really good context to what the fuck went down in the original Phantasm. He's doing a better job than most directors trying to connect his entire series together, even though, as we've mentioned before, Phantasm was supposed to be a one and done. There weren't supposed to be five of them. There's that great music. Anytime you hear that music, that was also another rule. You hear the iconic Phantasm music, that's a drink. In any of its forms, including the remix versions, that's a drink, so. Should hear me coulda again, that's another drink, even though we barely saw it, but we get a better shot, that is a drink, so.
Wow, this looks affordable.
You've got to be kidding.
What's apocalypse, bitch? What do you want?
Jen. I can call you Jen, right? Look, Jen, I've been on the road for 16 hours straight. One more minute, and it could get ugly. Now, I got a couple of sleeping bags in the trunk, and we can just camp out here till dawn. At least it'll get us in out of the wind. And then I'll take you to the next town. Okay, I'll take you to the next inhabited town.
All right.
Hey, this is the best you're gonna get in the apocalypse, bitch. You know it's the end times. Can't be Reggie and the crew that only know this is the end times when every town, every city is abandoned. You cannot tell me you don't understand this. We get it, Goofy. That's a pet peeve of mine. I'm sorry, it's just A minor pet peeve.
This place reminds me of a club I used to dance in.
Hey, wait a minute.
You know, you're a stripper? That's awesome.
Hey, we got 24-hour room service, huh? And look over here. Our media center boasts 49 satellite stations. How about this? Look, you dial 3, and you got the health club and spa. Hello?
Well, it's not exactly the honeymoon suite. But then again, this isn't a honeymoon, is it?
No shit. It's against the apocalypse. That's a good fire. I could use that right about now. It's colder than a witch's titty out here in North Carolina. No joke. It's like 43 right now.
So, you're telling me there's some tall man clearing out entire towns and he's got your friend?
Yeah. I've been tracking him for years. Yeah, he's one tough hombre, too. He's got these little dwarf critters. And he shrinks them down from...
What?
Yeah. Hey, haven't you wondered why you haven't seen anyone all day? Can't you feel the stillness in the air?
Yeah. She is a dead.
Old man's real. And...
Your ass is real, too.
And, I think he wants nothing better than to populate our world with the undead.
No way. In your dreams, Reggie.
You only knew.
Nightmares aren't real, you know, and neither is your tall man. Give me one of your shirts, will you? Mine's rank to sleep in.
Yeah, sure. Okay, got it. Spirit here somewhere. You know, you really shouldn't dismiss the tall man as just some sort of ghost story. Seeing some of the stuff I've seen, you wouldn't be able to deny the evidence that's right in front of your face.
Thanks.
Believe what you want. I'm telling you, I've seen him. I've lost friends to him. Lady, I may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I can tell you this. That old bastard's going down. I don't give a damn what fucking planet or dimension he's from.
Yeah.
His balls are mine.
Yeah. Double profanity. That's two drinks.
Rachel.
Profanity and curse words.
You sound so demented.
Yeah. Yes, I do. So, anyway...
You ain't getting a taste.
I like you, Rich. And that was a great story. But I make it a policy never to get personal with someone who has more problems than I do.
Eh.
Yeah, but I don't...
Bye-bye, Birdie. So, cemetery gate. That's another drink. Let's crack another one open. And conclude this commentary. He's always had dreams of getting his family back too, so the tall man's always gonna prey on that. The family he lost in the explosion in part two. Damn creature. Or a creature.
Why?
Maybe there's a future prediction of Mike, him as the tall man. Don't be a creeper, Reggie. Uh-oh.
Far out.
Far out. Curiosity killed the cat, buddy.
You want to get it on, Reggie?
No.
Why not? That's fucking crazy. Fucked. Gotta watch out for them Christmas ornaments. Them killer Christmas ornaments. Tuning fork. Obliterated your hand, Reg. Sabu on that shit. Super glue it, gauze it, duct tape it.
Hey, we're not done yet.
You are now, bitch.
Sorry, baby. Yes, we are.
Woo. Goodbye.
Dear Reggie. Today I was able to conjure one of his dimensional forks and discovered something astonishing.
There's that theme, another drink.
In another time, I believe I met him before he turned evil. If only I could return there and somehow change things. We know that he can't be killed. But could he be stopped from ever existing?
And what happens if you stop from existing if that happens? That's a possibility.
Boy.
That's another drink he took. Now you're really in the apocalypse. Every town, even in the big cities, are being destroyed.
Hey! Oh. You found me. He's right behind me. He's coming.
There's a way out.
What is this place?
You mean when? We can't stay here. There's a risk of infection.
Action. Like COVID? The tall man's COVID. There's the CUDA, another drink. Reconnaissance. There's that hearse, another drink. So I'm sorry, but it's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The artillery. As Dusty would say, the plunder. There's that Phantasm remix, another drink. Final showdown, here we go. That's what I like. And his fucking old school ice cream man gear, that's awesome. It's fucking awesome. Got tape around it at this point. Yeah. His old sentinel. His homemade sphere.
Nada. Nothing.
That's one of those little bastards. We knew.
He'll be coming for you soon. It's Reginald.
You got left, Reggie. Another couple of drinks. Another one.
What? Hey, Mike, I found you guys.
Hey, Jerry. Reg. Don't trust him, Reg. Stay here. There's something I need to do. I need to go back to the beginning, back where it all started. Let's go.
And there he did, leave you hanging again.
This is the night, Mike. The night when it all started. As Undertaker, he bore witness to the stark passage from life to death. But the more he put in the grave, the more questions he had. He came to the conclusion that the answers were before him. Hidden in subjects as simple as shifting phases, vibration, warmth and cold. It became his life's work, his passion,
his obsession,
to learn the craft, find the rift, and make his way through that passage. This is the hour. The time has come.
There's that music again, another drink.
that picture from the original. He's gonna try and assassinate him.
You can't affect him. We're not in the same dimension.
You didn't even catch him.
When's he coming back? Jebediah Morningside never does come back.
Yeah, his body's invaded. Where are they? Right there. He's a Sentinel traitor.
What's left of him? I won't be like you.
Stepped into that mausoleum, so that's another drink.
This won't hurt a bit. Well, maybe just a little bit.
Another drink, because he... He died in the car wreck. And then the tall man harvested his body. But who caused the car wreck? There's implications there. Maybe the tall man caused the car wreck that killed Jody. It's a possibility.
Reg! Mike! Jody's dead. You don't have another one of those tuning forks, do you? He's coming for me. He's gonna rip open my skull, and there's nothing I can do about it.
That's right.
You're okay, pal. Here, just stand behind me.
With a cooler stashed a mile away, once we get to that bitch, ain't nothing gonna stop us. Anything that tries is gonna get a hot introduction to my four friends here. Thanks for standing with me, Reg. Don't mention it.
Shoot his ass. Why?
What do you want? I scream, man. It's all in his head.
It's time now, boy.
Yes. It is.
Use his power. That's another drink and explosion as we come to the end of this show. That was a nice explosion too. That was a beaut. We just rebooted time. Like, fuck you. New shit.
No.
Yes. Pulled Michael's ball out of his brain, out of his skull.
No, don't let go.
Yeah, he's dying.
We're coming right back for you.
And then here's another flash, a final flashback from the extended cut that I hope we get to see one day. That's awesome. It's just the wind. Is he dead? Is he alive? Is he trapped between dimensions? Who knows? It leaves you with a nice question. Wondering how it really ends and how it really began. Gives you a lot of questions, and that's how the movie should just have been left off. We got Phantasm 5, unfortunately, but this is how the movie should just been left off. Should just been left there, very obscure, and left to people to theorize, and which they have done and we're doing all the time, every day. Was Mike an alien to begin with? Was he part of that? Is he connected to the tall man somehow? There's so many theories that there's so many rabbit holes you could go down. And that's why we did these audio commentaries, because we could go down so many rabbit holes, so many theories. I mean, I highly recommend getting on YouTube and looking at some of the videos. Looking at some of the theories, you'll enjoy yourself, trust me. Maybe we'll do another episode where we wrap up everything all together and talk about some of my theories I think I have, so I think I will do that, but that'll be after, somewhere down the line, after the RoboCop audio commentary. I appreciate those who have joined me this far. Thank you for joining this audio commentary and finishing wrapping up Phantasm, which I've been wanting to do for a very long time. I appreciate all you guys. Love you. Be safe. And remember, the tall man is always lurking in the corner, boy. Peace.